This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Snyder is facing increasing pressure to veto legislation that would let some people who have personal protection orders against them carry a concealed weapon. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell has actually written a letter to Snyder urging him not to sign it. The Congresswoman joins us now. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Debbie, explain your opposition to this.
I come to this from a very personal perspective. It is very personal, and it's difficult even at times to talk about, but I've become more vocal about it in the last couple of years. But I grew up in a home that had a very volatile environment and a father that had issues, and everything would be normal, and then suddenly things weren't. And I know what it's like to live scared, frightened, to see what happens when a gun is in the house and to potentially be used against you. I know what it's like to live and be afraid that you might be killed in the presence of a gun where someone has demonstrated that they have the potential for domestic violence is just a recipe for disaster and is putting something in a situation that just shouldn't be there.
You wrote in your letter, and there were some powerful phrases, you wrote about the dread that my brothers, my sisters, and my parents would die and about being locked in closets. Was it a case that there was a gun and it was being waved around at these terrible times?
I've kept my parents from killing each other more than once, and I wrote about it for the first time a couple of years ago. My mother's still alive, and I'm very sensitive to this, but I wrote the op-ed that I did for the Washington Post a couple of years ago where I first spoke about this more openly and more honestly. And I said to my sister, should I write it? Should I put it in? And she said to me, it's my story too. And if we can help another family, if we can try to help another child not live with that fear that we knew, then we've done something right. I'm trying to put a face on it. It happens in all kinds of neighborhoods across communities. It's good people that have problems. Sometimes it's bad people that have problems. But in volatile situations that can turn in a moment's notice, that having a gun present puts something that's got the potential for violence in very dreadful outcomes.
Now, this bill would let subjects of personal protection orders get concealed weapons licenses unless the PPO specifically restricts gun use. Is it fair to assume that if the person in question has a history of violence, that that order would restrict gun use, or is that not the case?
You know, each situation is different, and it's very possible that someone won't think that through, that it might not happen. That's why I'm so concerned about this. I just deeply believe that anyone who has demonstrated they're capable of domestic violence should not have a gun on them, should not be allowed to carry a concealed weapon, because when you get angry, when that passion happens, when that switch goes and someone, whatever it is, and it is a mental illness, that gun becomes something that can be used and can hurt and can harm and can kill. And that's why someone who's demonstrated that they're capable of hurting somebody shouldn't be able to carry that gun.
Yeah, it's one thing if a fist is used, and that's terrible in and of itself, but it's not necessarily a fatal response the way pulling a trigger would be, is what I hear you say.
From 2003 to 2012, Michigan saw 341 domestic violent homicides, and half of those were the results of gun violence. I've lived it. I've talked to other people. I've tried to help. We've got a number of very good havens, next steps, other groups in the southeastern Michigan area that are very much trying to help families. I've talked to them. I know what the fear is, and it's real.
The bill's Republican sponsor says critics are spreading what he calls misinformation and says this bill would merely make various state laws uniform. How do you respond to that?
I've also heard legislators say that they were unaware that when they voted for this, that this was in there and that there were unintended consequences. For me, it's very basic. And this bill would allow, and it's a confusing bill, and I think that even some of the constitutional experts have been studying it and trying to determine questions to some of those. But I fear that if someone has demonstrated that they can hurt a woman or a child or a family member, which in some instances is a man, then they shouldn't be allowed to have a gun in that situation if it happens again.
It's interesting to note that here you are. You're a newly sworn in congresswoman. You're representing your district in federal issues in Washington, but yet you feel very compelled to weigh in on this state matter.
I'm going to tell you something. This isn't a state or federal matter. It's a family matter. It's a community matter. Every child deserves to feel safe. Every woman deserves to be able to live in a community and to go to work and not to feel the panic that she's going to be stalked or she's going to be hurt. To this day, I remember the fear of nights. I remember the fear of some of the things that happened. And if I could save any child from having to live what I did, then you've got a responsibility to speak up and try to help somebody else.
Representative Debbie Dingell, who has written a letter to Governor Rick Snyder urging him to veto that bill that would allow some domestic abusers to obtain concealed weapons permits. Congresswoman, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.